Good morning, it's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
Now, the weather has been weird and wacky as of late.
Absolutely.
And that has affected some things, including some of the brush control you're going to talk about a little bit later in this episode as well.
You bet. You know, you're absolutely right. The weather has really changed things. It's speeded things up, okay? You know, we had a really, really warm temperatures in March. You know, we had those 90 degree days. Yes, we had that day that it was 11 too, and I didn't forget that. But, you know, for the most part, it was warmer than average. We had good moisture. And that locally, we've still had good moisture going into April. And the combination of moisture and warmer temperatures have moved things along rather quickly, okay? We're seeing things happen 2 to 3 weeks earlier this year than what we would call normal. You know, some examples might be the wheat. It's starting to head out. Bluegrass is already headed out, and the seed's starting to turn a little brown, so it's starting to mature. And even hedge trees, they're starting to leaf out. And oftentimes, they don't even hardly have just a little squirrels there by maybe May 10th. So things are really progressing really fast. And so that leads me into buck brush control. And, you know, with all these things happen early, if you have buck brush that you need to control, now is actually the time to do it. Normally, we typically think of spraying foliar herbicides on buck brush May 1st to May 15th. But this spring, the time's here. At home, we sprayed a patch on April the 18th. And the control right now looks really, really good. I mean, it just turned it dark brown. It looks like it's crispy. So now's the time if you're thinking about buck brush. And when you think about spraying buck brush, timing is critical. You want to spray buck brush when the leaves are full size, but you want to spray them when they're still a light green before they turn a dark green color. Once they turn dark green, they get harder and harder to kill. So now is the time for that. If you want to use a herbicide, a foliar herbicide for buck brush, herbicides of choice would include 2,4-D, Grazon P plus D, and Remedy. As for the other brush species, it's still too early. We typically think about spraying them the first week of June. That's going to be earlier this year, of course, but, for the best foliar control there, again, we want to wait till those leaves are fully elongated and that plant is actively growing. And I'm sure it will be sooner rather than later, but, that time's coming as well. So for today, I'd just like to say until next time, have a great weekend, stay safe and watch for the storms.
Yeah, wacky weather for sure, and that's crazy that how much it impacts the livestock and all of the agriculture. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director, Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.